Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I don't know what's going on with the music there. But anyway, yes, folks, here we are in the fourth and final hour of the show. Welcome to all of you who are joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org. For those of you listening on shortwave, welcome to you at frequency 3.215. And keep in mind, this hour, our fourth and final hour, will soon be dropped from the shortwave broadcast, from what I understand. Now, again, I just heard about this yesterday. I don't know if it's when it's going to happen. Maybe it already has. I don't know. But if you are listening to this on shortwave, then, you know, keep in mind this is a limited sort of thing. The shortwave is extraordinarily expensive, and it's vital, of course, that your involvement, your participation in the network can involve doing things that support what we do. Donations, certainly, purchases of gold and silver through Republic Trading Group, purchases of DVDs, books, and things like that from the Republic Broadcasting bookstore. There's a lot of things you can do to help out, folks. I know people, I've talked to them, and they said, hey, we want to hear you. We want to sponsor you on shortwave. You can do that. There's a lot of different ways you can help. So if you need information, you can always call in and speak with Manny there in the studio. Same number to call into the show, 800-313-9443. But again, so we're on limited time for the fourth and final hour. Those who just listen on shortwave, well, you'll be able to hear the first 3 hours for now. But again, as the budget gets tighter, we might have to cut back on it even more. But for those of you who listen online, of course, you'll still be able to listen to the entire four-hour broadcast. So, that having been said, here we are in the final hour. First 2 hours, if you missed it, we interviewed Terry James, author of the book The Rapture Dialogues, and the subject of the rapture came up, and obviously we've been discussing that ever since. So a lot of people feel very passionately about that. You are more than welcome to feel passionately about anything. Open lines this hour if you choose to accept it. 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program.
Hello, Frank. I wanted to call you last night, but I didn't want to interrupt your show, and I wanted to defend myself from Friday night.
Okay. What did you need defense from on Friday night?
Well, when I called in, I was really down about what's going on. It seems like we don't give
everybody
any answers to things.
Sure, everybody feels that way.
Okay, well, I kind of think, I think her name was Tammy, and you had another listener there. Some gentleman said for me to get a pen. Well, I'd like them to get their pen out.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't sit around in my house and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And on various occasions, like, I hope I can say one word. When our inspector came to my town,
mm-hmm.
I just gave Arlen what for.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, I told him, I said, you're a carpetbagger like Hillary Clinton. I said, you need to go back to Kansas because that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was all said and done, he was just livid with me, and he was coming up the aisle shaking people's hands, and we were quite a distance apart, and he was giving me daggers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people don't know that this man turned a murderer loose on $5,000 bond, you know? He was bragging that when he was prosecutor in Philadelphia, how well he had done. And I said, yeah, you did so well, you turned a murderer loose. I said, by the way, I said, your nemesis is coming back to the United States. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, then he was back. He came into town like a Saturday morning, bright and early, figuring not many people would be there.
Carol, I'm going to have to interrupt you here for a quick break if you don't mind. But I do want to say this, and then you can respond if you'd like when we come back. Nobody was criticizing you on Friday. There's no need for defense. So just, you know, you can put the walls down here. Those people were calling in, I believe, to offer you a sort of shoulder there and say, hey, look, there are people out there who are doing things. There are ways you can do that, not implying that you weren't doing anything. So don't take it the wrong way. But folks, we'll continue this in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Open lines this hour, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, go ahead.
Okay, anyway, after this one particular time, I had men coming up to me crying, asking me to help them. And they said, you are the only one that had enough guts in here to say what needed to be said. And I told them, I cannot help you. I cannot even help myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time around when Arlen came to town, I called his aide out in the hall, and I told him, I said, you tell that old bastard that we're going to make sure he doesn't get reelected. We're going to do everything in our power to stop it. And I guess he did have a time. He went, I guess it was to Poppy Bush to get for his help. I believe it's who he went to. But I don't just set and not go out is what I wanted to say. I felt,
sure.
You know.
No, I think the impression I got from your phone call is that most of the people, and I assume you mean talk show hosts in essence, were really highlighting the problems but no solutions. That's what I got from your phone call. So I don't think they were attacking you by any means. I think they were saying, hey, look, there are solutions, and, you know, we want to be a part of the solution. We're going to offer up some things. So just, you know, I think it was more of a vote of support. That's how I would take it.
You know, I can't understand. Now, maybe I'm missing the boat, but I cannot understand how people can say, oh, well, Ron Paul, he can't get elected. I don't believe that. If we continue to have the negative attitude, of course he won't get elected.
It's not negative just because you disagree with it.
Well, I believe he can be elected.
Okay.
And you
you're
know
entitled
what?
To your opinion. And
yeah, I think he will be elected.
You think he will?
Yes, I do, because the big wigs are backed in a corner. They have no other place to turn. I don't know. I guess yesterday Rockefeller a young gentleman went to him and talked to him out on the street, and also Giuliani and Al Gore. I didn't see the Al Gore one yet; it's on the web. But the people are just really starting to perk. And I don't see why he is not electable. But I believe the New World Order gang will have to let him be in there.
Why?
Well, look what they've been doing to us. And they know now the people are really fed up. And it's coming to a head, Frank, whether we want to believe
no
it or not.
No
it's
doubt.
Coming to a head. And their only way out, I mean, they're fighting amongst themselves even. You know, and it's got to come to a head sooner or later.
That's
and I
true.
Think their way of appeasing us will be to let him in there.
I don't know. I disagree with that for a lot of reasons, because I think that people don't need appeasement in a political sense. They need appeasement in some sort of other sense, and I think they'll get it, if only because when you look at the whole thing, again, there is a stigma attached to Ron Paul, whether you like to admit it or not, and it's the fact that he's running as a Republican. That's very off-putting to people who are sick and tired of the Republican agenda, because they view people, again, in collectives. You know, they view Republicans as saying, why would he choose to be a Republican? And this is not me saying this, but this is what, you know, the uninformed majority out there would say. Why would he choose to run to be a Republican when the Republican Party, for the most part, has a core set of values that they adhere to? Otherwise, why would you be a Republican? Why not an independent? Why not some sort of third party that's more in keeping with perhaps what differs Ron Paul from the majority of Republicans? So what I'm saying is that people would say it's time for a change, and the way they view change is to go the complete opposite extreme, which would be to the Democrats.
Well, you know, the Democrats are starting to join in to have him elected, and I myself don't buy that, because I'll tell you what, I went to the polls, I couldn't vote. I can't use one of those machines. But I do know this. I started out as a Democrat, I changed to a Republican, then now I'm a Libertarian, but I'm going back to change to a Republican just to get him in there. And I'm not the only one. What I'm reading, it's going to be a pretty good race.
Well, I hope you're right. There's an interesting piece on Ron Paul. If you'd like to read it, it's at whatdoesitmean.com.
Uh-huh.
And basically the headline says, Congressman Ron Paul targeted for destruction by U.S. war leaders. So that should give you an idea of what they're saying. Now, this piece obviously is written by Sorcha Fall. Obviously, it's translated from Russian. Obviously, it's going to be choppy in some regard. But what they're saying is that Ron Paul is shaking up the mainstream, so much so that they're comparing him to other people who have shaken the mainstream. And, you know, they're saying, hey, look, Ron Paul will not be allowed to continue doing this, according to Russian intelligence analysts and so on and so forth. So, again, you know, it goes on. It's a very positive article, honestly, because it does show, you know, if you've read any of Sorcha Fall's articles.
Yeah,
you know,
I've read her articles,
yeah,
and I don't take much stock in what she has to say.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that it's written from a different perspective. So, I mean, it's just like if you were to go to the Russian media and just read something they wrote, they're going to have a certain view. And Sorcha Fall tends to be a little on the negative side in terms of, you know, saying the American people have hope. And I don't blame her for her negativity, because we've certainly not shown that we're worthy of people putting hope in us anymore. We have consistently, constantly let ourselves down, let alone other people's faith in us has not been validated. So I understand that. But what she's saying is that by looking at Ron Paul, you can see that there is still hope in the American people. And I think it's a great article.
I heard yesterday, I was taking a little nap, and I heard that several countries are putting embargoes on us. Now, this is what I heard. I mean, I had to do a double take, but that's what I heard.
I don't know.
I don't know. I was half asleep, so mm-hmm. I don't know what country, but this mm-hmm. is what I guess they're probably tired of us. Okay, well, thank you anyway. I just, I don't know.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and trust me, if Ron Paul wins the Republican nomination, I'll vote for him, absolutely, and I think a lot of people would, too. But the question is, will the powers that be allow him to get that far? Now, you say yes.
I say yes.
Yeah, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you're right. I really do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol. I appreciate it. I think it's good to have hope and faith. I mean, I think it's important, though, to distinguish the fact that just because somebody might not agree with you doesn't mean that they're negative. You know, there is a difference there. You know, if I say the sky is green, it's obviously not green, not now and usually not ever. But that doesn't mean that if you say it's blue, then I'm like, why are you being so negative? It's not negativity. It's just a disagreement. We're allowed to disagree. That's the whole thing about it, folks. That's the beauty of opinions, is that we're allowed to have our own opinions. I just think that the powers that be have spent decades and decades and decades crafting this control over the political process, and I certainly don't think they're going to relinquish it simply to appease us. But maybe that's just me. You're entitled to your opinion, of course. Rick in Florida, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, Frank. I enjoy your program. I'm staying up late tonight, but usually I check the archives out.
Well, thank you very much.
Ralph Epperson's one of my favorite guests.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
Just to get on to the Ron Paul thing, and I could probably talk to you about a million things, so give me as much time as you feel I need. But
okay.
Anyways, Ron Paul, it's interesting what you said, because I gave the thought that if the Republicans do, which I don't know. My gut says it's not going to happen. The powers to be won't let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And my gut says that he'll run on a third-party ticket after all, and he will be the strongest third-party candidate in American history.
You think
so? And it's because he is America's only hope.
Yeah, but see, the main point is that we have to step back and be relatively objective. For example, let's say that you're in, and I'm just completely fictionalizing this for people who don't know. I mean, I don't know you, Rick, so I'm just making this up. But let's say, for example, you're in a relationship, and you love the gal, and she loves you. But let's say, you know, she's really just, you know, maybe she beats on you or something, and you walk into work every day with a black eye. And I might say, hey, man, you know, maybe that's not the best thing for you. And you would say, well, you know, I'm in it, so I know what's best for me. In which case I would say, well, being outside the viewpoint, it gives you a different sort of objectivity. So what I'm saying is that what you're saying, I agree with. However,
yeah,
for the American people, if they don't know the jeopardy that we are in as a nation, then they won't view Ron Paul as a hope. So that's an issue. Now, as far as third-party candidates go, I find it hard to believe that any third-party candidate will attain the notoriety of Ross Perot, who we still know and talk about. Ross Perot had obviously a substantial amount of money. And
well,
Ross,
I think Ron Paul's ultimate thing, and interrupt, but I think his thing is he's trying to draw enough attention by running under the Republicans and mm-hmm. throughout the primaries.
Sure,
there.
Because he wouldn't get any TV time if he were already in
right, exactly.
But,
and
yeah,
I think that's very smart. And I think he will run under the Libertarian candidacy, if anything, you know, or something else.
I thought that too, but I think he's gone on the record and said he would not do that. In which
has
case,
he really?
I believe he did, and I don't recall exactly who told me this, and it may have been Carol in Pennsylvania, but I think it was somebody. It was a caller who called in and said that in an interview he had done on, I believe it was Fox, he said that he would not consider running on a third-party ticket, in which case, again, you'd have to say, so does that decrease the chances for Ron Paul? I think it does. Is it possible he said that he would not run on a third-party ticket in order to throw off the powers that be? It's very possible.
Well, I hope so.
I do too.
So.
I hope he does run.
Yeah, and you know, her thought that the powers to be will let him to kind of allow us the perception that things are going to get better in the country. It's kind of interesting because these sickos, you know, they might put him in there and then take him out like they did Kennedy or, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually kind of what is mildly referenced in that Sorcia Fall piece. Hang on for a second, Rick. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back to continue our open line segment here on Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us, folks. Back in three. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, doing some open lines. 800-313-9443. Back to Rick in Florida. Rick, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Frank. So we were talking a little bit about Ron Paul, and, you know, I'll just leave it at this. I really hope the man does as well as he can do, and I'll vote for him. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't see any hope anywhere else, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, it that depends on if you view hope exclusively through the political process. You know, that's kind of my take on it, is that I view politicians as leaders, and I think that what we have to do is get away from that. When I first came on RBN, a lot of people were calling and saying, we need new leaders, we need new leaders. I don't think we need leaders. I think we need to educate ourselves. We need to stand our own 2 feet. The problem with leaders is that it's very easy for the powers that be to find some way to infiltrate and infect a leader and subsequently the entire group of followers, however many that may be, whether it's, you know, 5 people, 5 million people. It doesn't matter. The point is that that's how it works. it simply streamlines their whole process. And I think that we need to get away from that. We need to get away from that mindset. I'm not saying that there aren't good politicians out there. I'm sure there are. I've interviewed a few on the show, and I have some that I would even consider to be friends. But at the same time, when you talk about the upper tier of politics, it's got to be incredibly difficult to be able to be in politics for a long period of time and not run into some amount of corruption or threats or incentives to, you know, sort of compromise. Once you make a few compromises, again, it's a whole different issue. Everybody's very, very strict about a variety of things. For example, let's say, I don't know, Fox News. If Fox News were to give a favorable interview to, let's say, Hillary Clinton, okay, because she's kind of, again, you know, the epitome of Democratic ideals. If they were to give a pot, you know, let's say she went on O'Reilly or she went on Hannity and Hannity was just like all kissing her butt, that guy would get ripped a new one by all the people who, you know, view him as their leader, in essence, for information. Or Rush Limbaugh, for example. If Rush was interviewing Hillary and he was like, wow, you're the greatest, I'll vote for you. You know, people would flip out. Because why? Because they've held him to a standard of being a leader. They have put him on a pedestal. And they've said, we will worship at your feet, but you have certain parameters by which you're locked into. You're not allowed, again, Rush Limbaugh, not allowed to have a view that's perhaps outside what people expect from him.
It's doublespeak, though, Frank. Because,
no doubt.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, Ralph Epperson talks about it. You know, Rupert Murdoch, he's funding Hillary.
Yeah. I know he's thrown fundraisers for her. I have no doubt. I think she's the chosen one. I really do.
Let me just give you a quick story about corrupt politicians at a very local level. My neighbor tried to run for Congress here in Florida, and he tried to get some money to support his candidacy, and he went to the Soros people, and they wouldn't give him any money. He couldn't get any money from the mainstream Democrats. He was running under on the Democratic ticket, although he was too liberal. He wanted the troops out too much, or, you know, whatever it was. They said he was too left to really have any chance of winning the election. So his opponent had over $3 million, and he had raised for his third time running just recently, only about $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats wouldn't even help one of their own, you know, candidates who stood for all the right things, you know.
Absolutely.
And Ron Paul, he was the, you know, Hillary voted for the war. Ron Paul didn't vote for the war. So this whole Republican-Democrat thing is completely cosmetic, you know. It's nothing more than a smokescreen for whatever else is, you know, the corrupt things. But anyways, Frank, one of the things I wanted to really briefly talk to you about, and then I had one other thing. These Bush grants presidency extraordinary powers.
Yes.
Have you covered it at all?
Yes, I have. Briefly, I've got a couple of additional things in some piles here on the countertop, but yeah, I mean, I've looked at it and certainly looked over it.
Well, I'm a college student, Frank, and all through growing up, man, I had this idea of America. And I was taught about the checks and balances of our government and this and that, and, you know, at this point, nothing surprises me, and I think it goes, there's much more control beyond that that we don't even know about. But it's just so blatant. Why aren't people out on the streets? I don't get it. I don't know what to do, Frank.
I understand that. I really
I mean,
do.
I call up the local shows on the mainstream media, and I just get I go through, you know, walls.
I think you're touching on a very, very important issue, and if you don't mind, I'd like to hold you over and answer your question when we come back. Folks, bear with us only 3 minutes, and then we shall return with more Open Lines here on Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm glad you're with us. Rick in Florida, welcome back to you, sir. When we left off, you were just saying, you know, why aren't people outraged yet? You know, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very easy. How old are you, Rick?
I'm 21.
21. I can certainly sympathize with you, brother. It's a weird thing, man, and it's very, very hard. For people who are younger, I think to bend their mind around this, because people like you and I'm 32. Yeah, 32. So, when I look at things, I look at things a little differently perhaps than somebody who maybe has been looking at these things forever, because I'm relatively new to the fight, but I understand some things, because of obviously being able to read all these books and talk to all these people and talk to all of you guys and throw myself into the news for my job. You know, it allows me to give my a great amount of my attention to these things, and I've come to some conclusions about this. I think that when you look at the way society is structured, it's structured in just such a way as to keep us always, always, always shifting focus. Radio has helped me a lot in understanding these things. in commercial radio, and you said you've called into local talk shows. You've listened to rock stations before, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, or just some sort of music station. They have a song, and then in between the songs, they usually have some sort of element. They call it whatever. They can call it a sting. They can call it a sweeper, something like that. It's an element to keep things constantly flowing so that there's no disruption in the flow. It goes from maybe the DJ talking over the introduction of the song, and then the song continues, and then as the song is fading out, you have something pops in there and says, this is what station you're listening to. And just as it leads into the next music, it's supposed to be a flow of things, and that is designed to hold your attention. Same thing with television. Anybody's ever watched TV, which most people have, certainly in modern times, you see these very, very slick production values on everything. And let's say, for example, the news. You've got headline news and Fox News and CNN, and they've got graphics. They've got little flags waving in the breeze on the right side, and over here you've got the logo, and it's spinning, and there's lightning bolts coming out of it, and you've got a ticker across the bottom, and you've got the stock quotes over here, and you've got something else over here, and it's the time, and the time is changing minute by minute and second by second. And over here at the top, you've got something else that tells you what you're watching. Over here, this says that it's pre-recorded, and this says that it's live, and this says a subtitle. Title of what the conversation is. It's all designed to keep you constantly going, what? Oh, my eyes are going to drift over here, then they're going to drift over here, then here. Oh, time for a commercial. Okay, time to grab the remote and change the channel or whatever the case may be. We are constantly being distracted by something else. It's brand new. It's newer. It's even newer than that. And now it's new and improved. And now it's even more improved. It's always, always, always something different. So for the most part, we don't have time as a society, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just sort of explaining my impressions of things. We don't have time as a society to really sit and dwell on things, which is why it's been offered to me the opportunity to trim the show back, to make it shorter, honestly. And I said, no, I will, you know, I would like to continue doing a four-hour show. And the reason for that is because I need the time. I need the time to get into this stuff. I need the time to be able to catch my breath. I've covered for other hosts on the network before, and they do one-hour shows and two-hour shows, and it's not enough time to even do anything. It's like I introduce myself and talk about the phone number and the website, and then, oh, that's all we've got for today. It's just not enough time. I need that to take things down a road, to have a flow to the show.
Talk radio right here.
What's that?
Fastest 4 hours in talk.
It goes by fast for me, but then again, I'm not everybody else. But you know, you need the time to really flesh things out, and which is why when I'll do an interview with somebody, and they'll say, yeah, well, can we do like 5 minutes? And I'm like, 5 minutes? What's the point? Stay home, you know, sleep in. There's no point in even staying up late to do the show if you're only going to give me 5 minutes. And that's how it is with most of the celebrities and whatnot, because, you know, I've done commercial radio for a long time. I've got home phone numbers and cell phones of all kinds of different people, but they're not coming on the show because they don't have anything to contribute to what we talk about, or the amount of time they'd give us would not be worth the effort. It would be pointless. So I don't really do a lot of that stuff. I usually say, you know, an hour is about the least amount of time I'll go, sometimes 30 minutes depending. But as far as that stuff goes, we need time to flesh these things out. So for most people, when they had the story that came out about Bush and sort of basically with his executive order of sorts through the Department of Homeland Security. I've got the story here. Bush grants presidency extraordinary powers. Directive for emergencies apparently gives authority without congressional oversight. So this came out, and obviously I'd seen this in several other incarnations. This is the longest story. So several of the stories that had come out prior to this one, which is at WorldNet Daily, by the way.
I'm there now, Frank.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so but there were other versions. There was like a Reuters one and an AP story, and these things were substantially shorter than the WorldNet Daily version.
So Jerome does a pretty good job of covering certain issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not bad. I take issue with some of his other insights, such as...
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah, because he's all about saying, let's go into Iran. You know, they're about to drop a bomb on us. Let's go in there and get them.
The other story, besides right above this Bush grants presidency extraordinary powers, is him talking about Iran again, and he goes on to coast and talks about Iran. Although he went on and talked about this, I just don't understand how they can just, you know, how he can be on both levels there.
Yeah, I agree with that, and it does, of course, raise the raised the suspicions of most people, which, again, tells us that we got to be really cautious about where we get our information from and what the point is. People can paint themselves into various corners by being, sort of wishy-washy on different things, which is why I said, you know, you'd look at somebody, and that's why I interview people that I disagree with all the time. Not to say I disagree with 100%, but usually there's issues we disagree on in certain areas. And that's because there are good things to take from the dialogue. And people don't have to. We don't have to all agree. I've had people come on the show and they'll say, well, here's what I talk about. And someone call up and say, well, on your website you had this, and it was from 10 years ago, and you said this, and you're not saying that now, and shame on you, and you're evil, and you're going to hell, or whatever the case may be. And they'll just really attack them on one issue. Take what you can of the truth from the places where you can find it, and put that into your view. And that's what I'm saying here, is that right now it's frustrating to look at stories like that pop up and say, where's the attention? Well, you have to understand again about, Project Mockingbird, okay, the infiltration of the mainstream media. And then you take it and you look at all the different ownership. You've got basically four major corporations controlling almost all media outlets, including film, print, newspaper, magazine, books, television, mainstream news, everything. I mean, they've super saturated themselves. The internet has given us a certain amount of freedom for now. And the point is that what can we do with it? Well, you could say we need to wake up the world. We need to wake up this country. We need to wake up everybody we can while we have the opportunity. That's true, and there's something to that. However, if we all spend time waking ourselves up, then we become – see, here's the thing. They could take down the internet, but can they erase your memory? Not yet, not so far as we know. They can't erase mine. They can't...
Actually, Frank, can I bring up my next topic?
Please.
That was a perfect segue.
Go ahead.
I've been doing my research, and somebody introduced me to something called the Montauk Project.
Well, I'm very, very well aware of that.
Yes, and the technology involved, I mean, well, first of all, let me just preface this by saying I'm not sure what's disinformation and what is not disinformation.
That's a healthy thing to view it as. Go ahead.
So I don't take any of what I have looked into about the subject to be gospel or whatever. So, but my question to you, Frank, is: have you heard about the Preston Nichols?
I've interviewed Preston Nichols.
You have?
Uh huh. I've also interviewed Al Bielek.
Yeah, awesome.
I've interviewed both of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I find it in the archives, maybe?
No, it's
no,
not
that
there.
Huh?
I've never interviewed them on Republic. I interviewed them on my local morning show. I've interviewed both of those guys for, I think we did like 3 hours together or something. It was really intense stuff.
Did it blow your mind?
The first time I heard it, sure.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me anymore. But yeah, it was really astounding. Let me tell you that there is a series of books out there, not just in the Montauk series, but further expanding out from that. And the publisher of those books, that guy has probably faced more hardship than anybody else I've ever seen in the publishing house. He can barely get interviews on any station. I haven't talked to him in a while. I've interviewed him extensively because his books are phenomenal. In fact, there's several I could recommend to you that I think should not be missed. But at the same time, to get back to the greater point here, what I'm saying is that we are not allowed to have time to focus on these things. But there will come a time, Rick, and we need to understand that one issue, one single solitary issue, and I don't know what it is. It might be this immigration bill. It could be a gun grab. I don't know. But there will come a time when there's one gigantic, incredible issue that snaps everybody awake. And then you've got all of America, wide open eyes, wide open minds, ready to do something. And you know what they're going to be looking for? Information. You're going to have it. I'm going to have it. All of our listeners are going to have it. All of our guests already have it. So we just have to wait for that moment. And I know it's an incredible waiting game. People who have been studying this stuff for decades, 60 years, some of them, you know, they haven't seen that time come yet. And maybe they've given up hope that it ever will come. But I do think that it will. I think it'll be one issue. I think it will be instantaneous awakening, and people are going to start really freaking out because there is no truth out there anymore, in which case you're going to be a vital component to that, my friend. Your information, the education you're giving yourself now, will be vital to people who are seeking answers sometime in the future as to say, why, how could this happen? How could I not see this coming? And you're going to say, well, here's why, because you didn't notice this, 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 or this. So there is hope, my friend.
I wonder what it was that allowed me to actually be a free thinker. And it's so prevalent in our society for people to be affected by, you know, just whatever it is, our ADD, television-driven society, rap music and all. You know, I'm just, I wondered what it was that allowed me to, you know, look into things like this and not fall into the, you know, most people my age, Frank, do you really think they listen to the Frank Whelan program? I hope some of them do.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I did my show and it was local only and it was on a rock station, not only did I have callers ranging in age from 12 to 82 years old, I also had television cameras who would come down and they'd do stories on what we were talking about. I'd get covered in the newspaper extensively. It's just a matter of the audience. It's who you're projecting it to. So I don't know. I do think that a lot of people probably listen. A lot of people who are maybe older, maybe they're put off by me because they don't like the way I talk or they don't like the music I play or something like that. But for somebody like yourself, you know, this is not off-putting to you. You know, you probably like this. You probably like, you know, talking to somebody who's maybe closer in age to you than maybe somebody else. I don't know. I don't know who listens to the show. It's one of the bizarre things about radio. You never quite know who's out there listening. So I do think quite a few younger people listen. Absolutely. I think that obviously when summer comes around, we'll probably have more because school will be out. But at the same time, I do think that because people can relate to things when it's coming from somebody that they, you know, feel like they have more in common with. You know, I, when I first came on RBN, I remember a guy called up. I don't know how old he was, but he sounded old. And he said, "Young man, you don't have the right to talk about things that happened before you were born." As if, you know, the only thing you're allowed to discuss is events that happen in your lifetime. Well, that severely limits. That's just, yeah, as soon as somebody dies, guess what? All of a sudden, when the oldest person in the world dies, that year is now off the table. That year is not allowed to be discussed ever. You know, it's a silly concept, and it's arrogant. It's arrogant for people to assume that younger people don't know anything. I agree the younger people don't know as much. I love talking to people who are older. I love talking to people that have more information than I do, younger or older than me.
Same here.
Oh, I gathered that.
And a close friend of mine, he was on the air in South Florida for 40 years. And one thing that I want to note about your program that I really do enjoy is I was on hold for quite a while, but that meant nothing to me because when I got on your program, you allowed me to speak my mind. You didn't censor anything that I had to say. You didn't, you know, actually judge anything I had to say. And this friend of mine that I was just talking about, he was the same way. And his radio program was, you know, he didn't talk about the same issues you do at all. But I'm just saying as far as your ability to warm up to people who call in, and I do enjoy your open line programs, and I enjoy all your programs. So I really hope you keep, you know, doing what you're doing, and I hope there's more of a. I hope you, you know, not only can preach to the choir like you have been, but I wish there was some sort of way to break through to, you know, other. I wish this was the Rush Limbaugh program I was on right now.
You know what? I understand exactly what you mean by that. Although if I were more sensitive, I would be offended by that. But but I understand exactly what you're saying.
In the sense that, you know,
I know what you mean. I'm just messing with you, Rick. No, I think
you were the guy making the $25 million a year. But the point is,
I do too, because I'd be more generous. I'd be sharing it with all of us.
Yes, but the point is, you haven't sold out. Okay.
Thank you for that. I think the main thing here, and this is an important point, because I had done this kind of show on a mainstream FM rock and roll morning show, which just blew everybody's mind because they're expecting, you know, talking about celebrities' asses and different things like that as opposed to real stuff. It's really spectacular because what I noticed is that because I was coming into this thing relatively, you know, new, there were a lot of listeners out there who were calling in saying, "I've never heard this before on mainstream stuff. Thank God, you know, people are talking about this." And they would, of course, be able to educate me further along the lines. One of the things that we have to always, as talk show hosts, we have to be aware of is that there's always going to be somebody new. Turn in the dial, turn on the computer, somebody sends them a file. If it sounds like it's stuff that's way over their head, they won't even give it the time of day. They won't give it its due. You know what I mean? We have to approach things from the beginning, which is why, again, having 4 hours at my disposal gives me the opportunity to do that. If I go and I talk to Ralph Epperson, and again, I've talked to him, you know, tons and tons of times. He does 4 hours with me. Same thing with Colonel Joe. When I talk to Colonel Joe, we've done 4 hour shows before. I always start at the beginning. Tell us how you came across this in case there's somebody new. Or Ralph Epperson, tell us about your background. You know, what led you into this?
Story about Vietnam, the one man that ended the war.
Oh, it's amazing.
It blows my mind. And, you know, as far as this other stuff, the nuclear bombs and whatnot, I'm open to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
Frank. I'm
sure.
Open to anything because as far as I'm concerned, if I don't, you know, look into it, then I don't know.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So many people are quick to play him off as a crazy boy. Frank, I'm going to look into it more than just that.
I love that. And I think that's an important thing. And that's why, of course, with me, you know, being able to sit here and have, you know, lengthy dialogues with people, it's beneficial because you don't feel like you're just being rushed on, then told, oh, you don't know anything, get out of here, kid. Hold on, we're back in three, folks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All the miles that you've been through.
folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, wrapping up there with Rick in Florida. Rick, basically the point I'm trying to make here, my friend, is that right now we can only hold our expectations up so high for the majority of the people out there because they have too much working against them. It's a sad, sad thing, but that's just how we're geared. That's how everything is set up in this time. So what we have to do is, again, accept this burden that has fallen upon our shoulders, not run away from the obligation, educate ourselves, and then be available for people. Don't, you know, when somebody walks up and says, hey, Rick, I just wanted to ask you, I don't understand. What's the Patriot Act? Don't say, you idiot. Go read it, you moron. You're not worth talking to. You're too stupid. You're too new. You're too uneducated for me to talk to you. Because I think sometimes people get that impression that if they aren't 100% completely and totally plugged into all this, then they feel like they're not welcome to call in. And I think that's unfortunate. That's really too bad because some of the best calls are people that are just now opening up and say, I just had a question. I don't want to hang out. The name I gave you is not my real name. The state I said I'm calling from is not where I'm from. But please, if you would, can you explain to me about, you know, this? And then they drop off because then I'm like, ha, that's great. I welcome that, the opportunity to discuss something. And if you don't know this, I'll tell you where you can find it. So, anyway.
I thrive off of the knowledge. I get discouraged, of course. But I need to know. I would have this Jewish anxiety that you wouldn't believe, Frank. Mm-hmm. And I have this Jewish guilt like you wouldn't believe, Frank. And I can't turn my back to this. Mm-hmm. I need to know what's going on.
I think that's
and
great.
I don't see that as a negative. I see that as something that we are all obligated to do. And on an individual basis, sometimes I'm surprised with the people that I can turn on to mm-hmm. some of the information that I receive from RBN and elsewhere.
That's right. It is spectacular, and I'll be honest with you. I remember my webmaster, he first heard a couple of my shows, and he said, this guy's crazy. But he started digging around, and he said, but what if he's not? And then, you know, eventually we became friends and eventually said, let me do this website. It's his website. I mean, I say it's our website, but it's his, really, top to bottom. But then I have another friend who's become incredibly close, like a member of the family. And he used to listen to the show because it was a novelty. And one day we talked about the Federal Reserve, and finance is his bag. He's all about that. So he said, what? That's it. I can't take it anymore. Before it was just amusing. Now it's insulting. So he started looking up stuff to disprove me, found out it was right. And then he said, if that's right, then maybe other things are true also, which is why we try to vary our subject matter. You never know who you're going to welcome into the truth. And their eyes might be opened in a variety of different things. Maybe it's the Federal Reserve. Maybe it's the political process. Maybe it's the spiritual side. Maybe it's the paranormal side. There's always a door that you can open for somebody. And if they know that you're a person who is maybe as open-minded as they'd like to be, they'll come to you for guidance. And you can say, read this, go here, check this out. So I think you're in a good place, my friend. Just don't give up hope and understand that the burden you feel is your burden, and you don't sound like you're running away from it, and that's the beauty of youth, I think, is that you guys are incredibly motivated and ready to do something. You just have to understand that the people out there who have been doing it for a long time have learned one thing, and it's patience. It's not going to get fixed overnight. It's been in the works here, getting screwed up for thousands of years, brother. We got to stick around for the long haul. But keep the faith, Rick. For the rest of you, I apologize. We ran out of time, but I've enjoyed each and every phone call this evening, and we've had a huge amount of them. We'll do more open lines this week, okay? So we'll see you bright and late tomorrow in about 20 hours. Have yourselves a spectacular day.